Why?
Why?
If you
Why?
Have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Why?
Why?
If you
Why?
Have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Hey, welcome back to They Don't Bite. This is the podcast where I interview my friends who are believers, non-believers, about their experience with church and faith. I'm stand-up comedian Jaron Myers, and this week we've got my buddy Ryan Trickey, who was on the podcast way back when we first started 2018, graciously decided to do it again. The way we're formatting this show is each guest is going to be 2 episodes. So these next 2 episodes will be my buddy Ryan, and we kind of talk more in depth about different things for the second episode. But all that to say, thanks for listening to this podcast. Thanks for being here. I hope this is a way for us to deepen our relationships and our understanding of the people around us. The goal of this show is, it's called They Don't Bite, because I want you to see that my friends who aren't Christians aren't spooky goblins with teeth, but they're real people who have value and bring a lot of things to my life. I hope that this expands your relationship circle in your life and maybe gives you a different understanding of people who believe different things than you. So all that to say, thank you for being here. Please follow us on social media at They Don't Bite. We put out new episodes every Thursday, and we're really excited to keep this podcast going. So not a long intro. Want to get straight to the conversation. Here is my buddy, Ryan Trickey. You got engaged. Congrats.
We got engaged.
I didn't see the official post on all I saw was, this is the best person that exists.
I should have put a TLDR semicolon kind of thing. Okay. Too long, do not read kind of deal.
I looked at it. Did you say you're engaged in it?
I think that at the last sentence I say, a year from today, can't wait to call her my wife or something. I danced around it for sure.
Oh, okay.
But I could have wrote like, by the way, to clear up any confusion.
Well, shoot, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, man.
That's exciting. Yeah. Okay.
I'm super happy about it.
Yeah. How did you ask? You just sat there and were like...
You know what? Everyone's asking me how I asked.
I won't ask them.
No. Okay. I'll tell you. But when we kind of like had been talking about it, and sure, like we knew we both wanted to do it, and we went through the process of kind of like getting the ring together.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't know, and I'd love to hear how you did it, because sure, I had always kind of assumed that the guy buys the ring and yep, surprises her with the ring.
How it should be.
Yeah, that's certainly maybe.
That's how some people do it. Sure, yeah.
That's always been the cliche. Yeah,
but that's when it's patriarchal way.
Media,
that's the way that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
that's
somebody,
the way Kay Jewelers wants you to do it.
As a feminist, I said, honey, let's go pick this out together so I know you like it.
Okay.
And
that's what we do with all my clothes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, same thing.
It's the same way. Yeah.
Our girlfriends shop at the same place, apparently.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. We're wearing matching sweaters. I hate it.
So we went and got it together, and like, I wanted to just do it then. Like, I was like, I want to be
in the store.
Engaged.
We just got it.
Well, I wouldn't have done it in the store.
You know,
but
it's
like,
coming.
Yeah. Like,
kind of.
I want it like, why? Like, just we're sitting on our couch watching,
sure,
you know, TV or something. And I could just be like, can we just be married or engaged already? Like,
yeah.
Which I would have worded it differently than that.
Sure.
Let's get, come on.
Hey, do you want to go ahead and just get married or
you and me, babe,
engaged or
how
whatever?
About it? Or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or whatever I think makes the vows worse.
Are you guys going to do for sure. Or but, whatever. Are you going to do like a big wedding? I don't want to interrupt you. How did you ask? Sorry. How did you ask?
Oh. Well, we went on a walk that was like a picnic thing.
Okay.
In the morning.
Did you have a photographer?
We didn't have a sure, photographer. She wasn't expecting it either, because the ring comes in this box that's gigantic.
Yeah.
And I just put the ring in my pocket.
Smooth.
And
that's what I did too. I was nervous the whole time.
Oh my goodness.
There's a loose ring in your pocket.
Loose ring.
Yeah.
I'm touching my own butt.
I've lost things so much larger than a ring.
Oh my goodness. And I've lost that. Never quite as expensive though.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So I knew that that was going to happen. And we went on this walk and we had this really nice morning and this pit and eating picnic stuff. And we were by this tree that's like near our home. And autumn, cut orange, yellow, very pretty. We were alone for like a minute, like nobody else was walking by.
Perfect.
And I just told her how much she meant to me and how much I loved her. And I went on the knee and I handed her the ring and she said
the
yes.
Wrong name and
I had to really, because all girls have like one of three possible middle names, you know?
Oh, that's true.
So it's either Catherine or Mary
what's
or Elizabeth.
What's her middle name?
Listen, let's cut this part out. But she said yes before, and I jumped up and hugged her and kissed her before she put the ring on, and she nearly dropped it.
Oh, no.
Like in the leaves and used needles and stuff at the park or whatever. And so that would have been, and now we would have had to been like looking for it, and it's like not very big and stuff. So, yeah.
Looking for a ring in a needle stack.
Looking for a ring in a needle stack.
Oh, I hate that.
But luckily that didn't happen.
Wow. And, I was nervous. We did the rooftop two light.
Uh-huh.
And there was a part of me that's like, this is going to fall.
It's going to get gonna a bird is going to.
Yeah, it's going to be on the street. Yeah, I was nervous.
We stopped people and asked them to take our pictures.
Oh, okay.
And the pictures turned out not very good. So we're going to take engagement photos eventually.
Yeah.
The bad news is that tree already is past foliage. Like it's just most of the leaves are off.
I thought you were like the tree's been torn down by the city.
The tree has been. Yeah. But we'll
that's
worry about
sweet,
all
though.
That.
Yeah. So you guys are going to do a year long engagement?
We picked out the venue before I proposed to her.
Oh, okay.
So we got the date and the venue and all that stuff.
Sure.
Already picked out. Yeah. So early next.
So you're going to do like a wedding.
Wedding. Great. Yeah. Yeah.
That's exciting.
The whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
And her lifelong youth pastor is going to be officiating.
Interesting.
And, you know, so there's going to be, you know, some Jesus will not be involved.
Will not be involved. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's
I assume
great.
He'll show up at yours.
Well, yeah. Well, you know,
mm-hmm.
We hope.
I'm jumping all over the place. So you do.
No, we're talking
you
about
the
your
same
engagement.
Thing. Do you guys have any of that stuff figured out yet?
We're going to get married in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We've got plans figured out. We're not going to do like a big wedding,
no.
But, yeah, we'll do some stuff. So
I like it. I would love to not do a big wedding, but we have so many people who like love us and stuff. No offense. And it's such a drag.
We don't, dude.
I'm sure one of you do.
Okay. All right. So no, we're going to do some stuff. I'll tell you about it later.
Hey, sure.
Yeah. So that's great. I guess I didn't realize that was I was reading it and I was like, this doesn't feel like just a Ryan Tricky girlfriend appreciation post. I had suspicion.
Of which there are so many.
Yeah, but I was like, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, congrats. That's
thanks,
awesome.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I will say it went against my instincts to make a completely 100% off, like genuine post.
Sure.
You know, without like plugging any shows or whatever. Like,
we're engaging. You can come say congratulations
this
weekend.
Yeah.
Because you guys are doing a regular, how often is that Catch a Trying Star show happening?
It's every month at the Rhino.
Great.
In Northtown. Yeah. It's pretty good. It's almost every fourth Saturday, but like we've been doing Fridays sometimes. So
great.
It's called
Catch a Trying Star.
Yes,
I will provide
Catch a
for
Trying
you.
Star on Instagram. So, we'd love to have you on one of them. You're trying star material if I've ever seen it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So there will be a pastor at your wedding.
Her pastor that she's known forever. Like this is her. I've always wanted this person to marry me.
Got it.
To whomever I get married to.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been on the podcast before. We did episodes before. Those episodes aren't public anymore. I pulled them down.
I appreciate
just yours.
You doing that. No. I thought about going back to listen to those, and that sounded daunting.
Yeah, you know, they were just long conversations, which is, but it's also like 4 years ago us.
Yeah.
Which is just different us. And so maybe I'll go back and at some point edit them, and then I'll be like, hey, you know, listen through this and make sure that you're fine with these opinions being out there still.
Sure.
Not, we don't think we didn't say. Anyway, I'm saying like, so a lot of new listeners may not remember you or, you know, some of the stories you shared. So thanks for coming back on.
I'm glad to be back. Yeah.
But you were one of the favorites. So
you told me that. That's exciting. I know that I got a few. I always know when I get a Jaren Myers follow.
Yeah, they usually got like that little cross emoji in their bio.
They have the bird emoji.
Yeah.
It's not just a bird. It's a dove.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it always says like homeschooler or, you know, Joshua 1:9 in their bio or whatever.
It's a picture of them eating Chick-fil-A. And
that's 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me for sure.
Yeah, but yeah,
I'm glad I can pass you along some quality followers.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why. Why do you think I'm here?
Yeah. Well, good. So why don't you start by talking to us then about, so when you say it's her lifelong pastor, so Jesus will be part of the wedding, right? Is that, tell us about what your faith background is. Did you grow up in church?
Grew up Catholic, went to Catholic school from kindergarten.
Remind us where you grew up at.
Kansas City.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up in Kansas City. I went to Catholic school from like kindergarten to eighth grade.
Sure.
Catholic high school was a little too expensive for my family to swing. So I went to public school.
Okay.
You know, I kind of.
Was your family like Catholic or like really practicing at home, or was it like a?
We did the. I mean,
we're Catholic.
I went through communion and reconciliation.
Sure.
I did all that stuff. I'm baptized. You know, we did the praying before meals a lot. I had that, you know, the picture of the two children crossing a rickety bridge in the rain and there's an angel.
Oh yeah.
I had that in my bedroom as a kid, you know, like, all that stuff. I believed.
So
yeah,
it was pretty
ingrained. Yeah. And then my parents split up when I was like 10 or 9.
Okay.
And then it became clear that like my dad like doubled down on it. And my mom kind of like very gently like let it go.
Oh, okay.
Like I think that she still had some faith, but it wasn't really in the home anymore. And I could tell that she was kind of ambivalent about it.
Yeah.
And dad kind of like went like way harder, like got involved in, he went to a different church, but like he got way involved in the church and like all this other stuff. As I went through high school and eventually college, I kind of like had less of a relationship with God. I guess you know, nothing really happened. I don't know if that's a thing people think, like people who lose their faith, there's like a moment where they lose their.
Some people there is.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
but like most people, it's just kind of like it wasn't, you know.
You know what it is? If your life is free of trauma and tragedy like mine, there's nothing.
Yeah,
nothing bad has ever happened to me, which is why I can be like, I don't think
there's a God. Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah. And
you're
then
just
I,
free yeah. of any. Trouble, so you don't have to contemplate the tough questions of the world, or what?
You know, all you need, and I've said this.
I hate our conversations. I just want to. All you I'm need say it right
is,
now.
Is a nice cup of coffee.
Oh my gosh, man.
To be an attitude of gratitude. being born white.
I hate when I see you like relax in the chair, and you're like, all right, he's got a bit. All right,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So it wasn't like really central to. It was never like a central thing for you, though. It was more of like we go to Catholic school, we do this stuff. I know the things, but like when you got older, it wasn't something that was really important to you too.
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, once I wasn't required to do it, I didn't really do it as much. So yeah, I guess not. So
okay.
Mm-hmm. So and then last, I told the story on here of being coerced into going to a Bible study when I was in college.
That was
Do you remember
college.
That?
Yes.
Yeah,
Tell
yeah.
it again. What
I was,
happened?
I was in like a cafeteria in college, like this new
school. Which college did you go to?
Springfield, Missouri State University
Missouri State.
In Springfield. I just started going there. I was in this cafeteria just sitting by myself. And this guy came over and he was like so nice. And he was just like, hey, man, you know, I'm new here too. Like, da da da. Cool dude.
Sure.
And he was, you know, talking.
Yeah,
about
and you thought you made a new friend.
Oh, my goodness. What a gift. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm there looking for.
Yeah.
Talking, hey man, you know,
lonely kids.
I'm having people over at my buddies and I are having people over this Saturday.
Sure,
we're barbecuing, we're frisbee throwing. Oh my goodness, so many cool people will be there. You'll love it. And I went, and it was It was just a Bible study, 100%.
Yeah, like
no
not
barbecue,
barbecue,
no frisbee.
Nothing. That's usually not how it happens, just so you know. Usually there's at least like the barbecue part is followed through.
The times I have
Jesus juked people, mm-hmm. I at least followed through with the hook. We did, no you know hook. What we did? And I'm not embarrassed about it. We did water slide kickball in our backyard.
Wow.
Which was actually really fun. And then afterward, I don't know if I would say that was Jesus juking though, because we didn't do it like a, hey guys, this is a Bible study. Let's sit mm-hmm. down and like really get into it.
This was a sit down, get into it thing.
Okay.
Like, all right, everybody open your books to this page and stuff thing.
Sure.
And there, yeah, if it had just been, we're all hanging out, eating barbecue, throwing frisbee. Hey Ryan, by the way, do you ever like, I don't know if you're looking for a new, I don't know
faith?
If you're, I know you're new to in town. I don't know if you're looking for a new church, like me and some friends. Sure. I could totally have been like, oh, okay. But the fact that it was a complete misrepresentation.
Yeah. Is sketch.
Super sketch. Yeah. Every single Christian I've ever talked to has told me that that's the most insane thing they've ever heard, by the way.
Yeah.
So I don't know how.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that guy though.
Sure.
There are people who do that. And it's weird. Mm-hmm. But there's also people who do it in a less abrasive way, but still do it, if that makes sense. Like I'm saying, like we invited people for kickball, water slide kickball, which was really fun to play.
Yeah.
But there was definitely like a, an angle. It was like, oh, all these new people, like, you know, this is now our young adult group. Hey, guys, we're going to do this every Monday. And then also we're going to read this book together if you want,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
which I don't think is as, you know, cause you don't have to read the book with us, you know?
Right.
And I'm not talking about the Bible. Like we would read, I wasn't like, we're gonna read this book.
Yeah,
and
it was the Hunger
no,
Games.
It was the Harry Potter series.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is when you say like, had he been like, hey, are you looking for a church or something? You would have been like, oh yeah. Why is that?
Well, for the same reason I can be friends with people who are Christians or whatever now is because like it doesn't, I mean, it's, if I wanted to talk to you about it, I knew you'd talk to me about it, but sure. You don't force me to talk to me. This wasn't a Bible study tonight.
Well, yeah.
You invited me here to do a podcast and that's what we're doing. Like,
sure.
It wasn't, I didn't walk in and there were like, you
yeah,
know
oh,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yet. we're still in the, but I mean like, so you said like, okay, so let's say there was a barbecue, right? There was frisbee or whatever. And then he was like, hey, are you looking for a church or whatever? You kind of were like, then I could be like, no, that's okay.
I could have at least still been his friend. I could have still been, I mean,
and you
whether
probably
or not,
have.
Yeah, probably.
Sure.
Whether or not I would have
but
actually
you weren't
taken
when he
him
got
up
you
on
the Bible
it.
Study.
Oh yeah, I didn't.
Did you ever have an opportunity to like confront him and be like, "That was freaking weird"?
I didn't confront him probably because I was I just wasn't interested in having a confrontation with him.
Oh, for sure.
But I always, as soon as I started stand up very quickly after that.
Oh yeah.
And I certainly talked about it on stage. Like,
how powerful is Cox Internet? So powerful that one day, your daughter will be able to simulate a soccer match against some of the world's best players. Right from your backyard. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Internet delivered through Cox's hybrid fiber coax network. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions apply.
I sure. knew then it was
were you
crazy.
In college when we were doing stand-up in Springfield?
Yes.
Interesting.
I started while I was still in school. So yeah.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. this is a side tangent to begin, but the first time we met was at Hertz Donut, right?
I don't remember when we met. I don't know if it was Hertz Donut or if
I know
I saw
we
you.
Did the Hertz Donut mic together though.
Yeah.
And they didn't like us very much, I don't think.
They didn't like anybody.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
And then because Springfield, we tried to start some mics around and then we started doing the Blue Room.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved.
Yeah, Hertz all Donuts was one of the worst mics for sure.
Sure.
Some of them were okay, but that was not one of
worse
them.
Worse than the Tank Room? Here?
Yeah, for sure.
Tank Room is pretty rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
But Hertz was bad.
Hertz was
yeah.
aptly named.
But
too.
That's where we stop. I hate that. But that's where we had like, you know, we started doing stand up in Springfield. I had just started as well. I think I was like 2 months into stand up when I did that Hertz Donut mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was probably around then. Yeah.
So, okay. So if they had done it right, right? Mm-hmm. Like if they had done a thing where they're like, there was barbecue or whatever, and they had invited you to church, is that something that maybe that age you would have gone to just to check out?
I think what matters is like, why are you talking to me about religion? Are you doing it because you have to like recruit people because that's what's important to you is like getting people in there? Or as my friend, do you see that there's something that you think I could benefit from that would be a part of that?
Sure.
And you're like looking out for me or you're just like trying to, you know what I mean? Like, why are you doing it? I think is a great question to ask yourself.
Okay.
And if there's a good reason behind it, it's a justification for trying because it's an act of like love for that person, right? Or are you just like just bothering people with trying to get them into your thing? Is it a multi, are you, is this just, you know, is it, are you just trying to get me into your pyramid scheme or something?
Yeah.
You know? I have
a lot of my friends who are not Christian refer to it as a pyramid scheme, by the way. It's very fun.
Well, I mean,
it's not that it's a day. I'm saying like, that's
I don't mean it as like a structural comparison, but just the way it feels when somebody is like you get that DM from someone you've been spoken to since high school and they're like, hey, Jason, how are you doing, man? Oh, I was just thinking about you the other day, buddy. Let me ask you a question. Yeah.
And do they use my
wrong name? Have you ever wanted to be your own boss?
That's hilarious. Yeah, it's not really, you know, they're not interested in you. They're interested in you being a part of their thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so do you feel like, but I'm asking as far as like where you were, like, is that something you would, maybe even now, is that something you would entertain or go to or why not?
I don't think I would have. I don't think so.
Okay. What about now?
Right now, I don't think so either. I think that there was a time where I might have because there's been periods in my life, certainly within the last like 8 or 9 or 10 years or so, where I've like felt intermittently like lost, you know?
Okay.
And not really sure about like what I was doing or what mattered to me. I felt like I wasn't. I've since found out that some of the things I wasn't living by a lot of my values and I just didn't really have a great sense of like what I was doing or what mattered to me or who I was. And I think that there was a point where I could have been gently guided into getting some help and having that sense of community and being, having those values reinforced through religion, I think.
Okay.
I don't think I need that now. I don't think I'd be as receptive now.
Sure.
But I've felt that before, I think, for sure. I just, because that's the thing is when I was younger, I never felt like I got anything out of it.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
So, but, and I don't think I would feel that way now either. I feel like right now I have a pretty good sense of like what matters to me and what I care about. And I think my values are pretty concrete these days.
Sure.
You know? So, I don't know.
Okay.
But I don't think I'd be a jerk about it. Like, I'm not, like, in a fight about having a pastor, like, officiating.
I don't think you're
wedding.
A jerk about anything.
I think that, well, that's obviously not true. But
yeah. Well, I think you're jokingly mean about stuff. I don't think that, like, I never think that your intentions are to, like, actually hurt anybody. Well.
I'm just kidding. Yet.
Not until I bring out the Bible study.
She and I were talking about it, and she's like, my parents are going to want to expect, like, a prayer to be involved. And so we were like negotiating like what that would look like. And okay. I was like, I would prefer a closing prayer than an opening prayer. And then I was like, does it make sense to not, you have to do both? You enter the prayer and then the ceremony begins and you exit the prayer as the ceremony ends. And she was like, not necessarily.
So,
and
I
was
but like, all right. I guess what I'm asking is like, what is your aversion to that? Like, what is the, like, why is that something like, I don't want that to be a big part of this. Like if, you know,
why would I want it to be a part of it if it wasn't something I believed in, though? You know, like, why would you have a religion at your wedding be part of the ceremony that wasn't one that neither you or your spouse believed?
Why,
you know, even if there were merits to the foundation of that religion, you know, you just wouldn't. You know, it's not like when I'm like when I eat dinner with her and her family, like we'll like pray before meals. It's not like I sit there like I'm
Like
I'm kneeling at the national anthem
you're not
or whatever.
You're
like
sitting there making eyes open and just freaking.
I'm like sneaking food from their
like,
plates.
Okay, great, thank you.
No,
good. Your
no,
eyes are closed in prayer. No, I don't think you would. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not insinuating that you disrespected or whatever. I was just wondering if there was like a, you know. If she was saying she wanted that, if you go, well, let's negotiate. I would like
Satan to be prominently. Wouldn't it be weird if I believed in Satan but not God? Do people do that?
I feel like those people.
You
do
gotta
exist.
Believe in both if you believe in one because
they
right?
come from the same source material.
The same, you know? Exactly. You're gonna believe in Batman but not Superman. Like, what offensive? Are you that's about? Probably offensive.
A little bit, but that's all right. That's great. So where you know, I think, what do you attribute that your values came from?
I think that you get stuff from your parents, I think for family, you know, true. From the friends you grow up around, from your community, all that stuff. You get things from that, from people tell you what's important, people show you what's important, and then it's left to you to figure out what works for you.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was a period in my life where I was kind of like tap dancing around all that stuff. Yeah. I was pretty flexible with values like that. And consequently, not super happy either.
Sure.
And so these days, I think that I feel much more assured in those things, just to be kind and to be relatively honest and to, you know, sure. but just to be, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, like, when you say, like, you went through this weird kind of season, right? What things have you changed or implemented that have led to the more secure feeling that you have now?
Just early 20s, angsty, depressed, anxious, kind of nothing matters. So what I do doesn't matter. And like nonsense kind of stuff, you know, like, no, I don't know. I mean, like if you didn't have the Bible, you would still get the gist of like how to treat people probably.
Oh, sure. I'm not trying to be like,
that's just one way to think about it. I think like that's an easy way to wrap your head around it. I think, you know,
yeah.
Like
I was asking for you personally, like, was there a friend who said, hey, get your crap together? Or was there like a moment where you're like, man, I really need to do something?
I mean, certainly people have been that person for me.
Yeah.
Sarah, certainly.
For sure.
You know, I've known her for a long time now. And I've definitely like, she's like watched me become like the better person of myself.
Sure.
And so that, yeah, certainly that person.
Yeah. Who can call you on your crap.
Totally. Yeah, totally. So
that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So as far as like, since she wants her youth pastor to be involved, is she involved in any kind of faith or anything?
She believes in God, but I think that it's like a passive kind of like, I don't think that she goes to church regularly. I mean, I would know, right? Unless she like sneaks out of the, the home on Sunday mornings or whatever.
Yeah.
She could go to a mass when I'm in a mic or a comedy show.
Sure.
But she wouldn't keep that a secret from me. I mean,
okay. Yeah,
so I think that she has like a belief in God. I think that she would want to like raise our children with a belief in God and stuff.
Interesting.
And,
yeah.
But I don't know that she has like an act. I don't think that she participates in a church, but maybe she doesn't feel like she needs to. I don't know. Maybe she does her own thing.
Yeah, no, that's I just didn't know if you guys had conversations about that or not.
We've had a little bit of conversations about it, but also it's not super important to me, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
So
I think that's a pretty big misconception for a lot of Christians too, is that, you know, following Jesus and, the Bible are so central to my life. And I think it could be easy for me to look at, like when you're talking and I go, okay, well, I wake up every day and I think about like what God is doing. And it's easy for me to wake up and think you wake up every day and think about how to sabotage God, you know? For real, like, I know that sounds dramatic, but I think like, you know, there is an attitude that every non-believer wakes up and just thinks like, okay, like this, like they have the same central, you know, but you're saying like, this is not something that I think about or, you know, isn't really something that I dwell on a lot, right? I'm saying that I think for a lot of Christians, because we're looking at non-believers from the perspective of our life where it is very, you know, I don't want to say consuming thoughts and whatever, but like it's a lot of conversations and a lot of things center around that. that it's easy to go, well, everyone else lives the same exact way. And sure. So the questions I was asking was more just like, you know, how, what do you guys talk about? Like how, what do you consider the center of your life?
How to sabotage God.
How do you sabotage?
That is actually the theme of our wedding.
Stupid twinkle in your eye that you were ready for it. No, but yeah. Like, what would you say is like, you know, what's the thing that you're spending most of your energy or, you know, time and emotions toward?
I'm thinking about myself, my family. I'm thinking about her. I'm thinking mm-hmm. about my friends. I'm thinking about my community. I'm thinking about the state of the world. I'm thinking about everything else. I'm thinking about everything that God people think about just differently.
Sure.
You know, I'm yeah. thinking about what can I do to help people? What can I do to be there for people? Like, what can I do to help myself?
Yeah.
I just, the locus of control is in a different place.
Sure.
And I attribute feelings to different things. The sense of love that I have when I'm hanging out with friends, mm-hmm. I assume it's a similar feeling that you have. We just think it comes from different places, maybe.
Oh, interesting.
So like it's all the same stuff, you know?
Sure.
The only time I ever think about it or get frustrated with it as a non-believer is when I feel like it's being imposed on me mm-hmm. and I don't want it. Or if I'm not given a choice, you know, like, yeah. Like if there's ever a situation where I feel like it's being like if the church and state thing is falling apart, then that gets a little frustrating.
Yeah.
You know, but like on an individual basis, like, yeah, well, you know, whatever.
Sure.
How powerful is Cox Internet? So powerful that one day your daughter will be able to simulate a soccer match against some of the world's best players right from your backyard. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Internet delivered through Cox's hybrid fiber coax network. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions apply. Stevenson University Online is a leader in advanced technology education with master's and certificate programs in cybersecurity, digital forensics, and digital transformation and innovation. No GRE required, and new online sessions start every 8 weeks. Taking your career to the next level? Let Stevenson University be your partner for professional success. Visit online.stevenson.edu.
Sure. Yeah, what are there times that you have felt like people in your life have tried to impose that on you? Or just people in general have tried to impose things on you?
Almost never.
Yeah.
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 Which, you know, I don't know.
Sure.
Like, is that an important thing for that you think, like, Christians do a lot of times? Or?
Well, I think that, you know, the point of the podcast, I guess I'm trying to, you know, and there's no real agenda.
You're going to have to spell it out for me.
Well, there's no real agenda with our conversation either. Mm-hmm. You know, this really, like, I'm trying to show, you and I have a good friendship, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You moved away. I felt like we got pretty distant after that. I would love to reconnect more. I didn't know you were engaged. So clearly showing that I'm not a good friend.
You need to follow me on Instagram. All of you should follow me on Instagram. Tricky Comedy, TRICKEY.
Take your second, yeah.
Comedy.
Yeah, Catch a Trying Star is a show, yeah. You'll have time to plug later. No, but I just mean like the hope of the show is that a lot of my friends are in this same mindset that you are. Like that following God or faith or any kind of religion isn't something that's important to you. And I'm trying to show that you and I have maintained a healthy friendship for almost a decade now.
Yeah.
Even though we do have those different perspectives of what the center of life is or what that flows from. And I was growing up where if I were to have met you when I was in college, I probably would have been like the guy who invited you to the barbecue.
Yeah.
And so my hope with this is, honestly, I would love to send this podcast back in time for 2013 Jaron to listen to,
mm-hmm.
Who is going to a Christian college, who is just very consumed with, man, now that I know you don't focus the center of your life on Jesus, now I have to figure out how to show you how devoid your life is without him. And it sets a little bit of a pressure on me to then come to you and then when you don't accept that or you don't believe that, then I am a failure because I couldn't get you to believe those things.
Which shouldn't be your goal.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It shouldn't be anybody's goal.
But
just
I'm
like
saying,
it shouldn't be my goal to try to like bring you to atheism.
Sure.
By the way, come on.
It shouldn't be my goal, but I am having a barbecue at my house next week.
They do bike. Yes. Mm-hmm. We have barbecue. We have frisbee.
I know.
And that's it.
Yeah, actually. I know, though. There's a lot of barbecue in hell.
You think that there'd be.
And,
smoky flavor. No,
that's not a good joke. Oh, my gosh.
That's not bad.
No, but that's, you know, that's the point of the podcast is I was a pretty overzealous person. I think I didn't view a lot of my friendships at the time as trying to impose my way of life on them.
Sure.
I didn't view that. I viewed that as caring, but I was doing what you just said earlier. I wasn't caring for them as a person. I was caring for them as a notch under my belt.
Yeah, man. I mean, you can tell. Like, you certainly at a certain age.
And people can tell. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, like you can tell when somebody's like trying to have a superficial relationship with you, or they have some ulterior agenda,
ulterior motive.
That sounds better. Ulterior motive to like talking to you or spending time with you. I mean, yeah, it's all that disingenuous stuff comes to the surface sooner or later. And you can always tell, I think, eventually at least.
Yeah, I think that's one thing, if I can, you know, just about my growth in that, is I also realized the more I was doing that, the less I was actually following Jesus in my own life. And I think a lot of that was trying to convince other believers and then also non-believers that like, I was happy following Jesus, but I was miserable, dude. I was honestly just, and the more that I have implemented it into the core of my being, like I genuinely try to practice the ways of following Jesus. It's become less of a pressure for me to be like, okay, I gotta prove to you how much better my life is than yours. It doesn't make any sense.
And I had plenty of times where I felt miserable, and I've found that as I try to like think about like being there for other people and like focus on have like good relationships with like close family, with my partner, with friends, with, you know, feel like I'm trying to like do good in the community, like whatever, like I find that I'm feeling happier too. Mm-hmm. So we're all kind of trying to do the same thing.
Sure.
We're just taking a different way at getting there, ideally. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's kind of I don't know.
Yeah. So, on that, I do think that I was, when you said that, you know, Sarah was somebody who called you on your crap and saw those kind of things that pulled you out of that kind of do whatever I want, my actions don't affect other people kind of thing. I think I've learned that, you know, leading with vulnerability and being vulnerable with people, you're talking about like being closer with other people, is that the times that I'm most insecure, that's the biggest struggle, is that when you're insecure, you don't want to be vulnerable at all. Right? You don't want to open up at all, because then people will see how insecure and little you are. And so I think I was trying to say, look how secure in my faith and big I am. And that was, in a way, creating a barrier for me to actually connect with people, even though I was clothing it in like this, look, I'm doing the right thing for God kind of way.
Yeah.
And so that's the hope of this podcast, is that, you know, I do, you pointed out earlier, that a lot of people who follow you from the show have the little verse in their bio and are pretty steeped in church community. And I think a lot of times we can create this bubble and not realize that you aren't waking up trying to dismount.
No, everybody thinks this, the other folks are out to get them, right?
Everybody
like
thinks that.
Followers of Christ think that atheists wake up like, what are we going
to do? Republicans think Democrats are trying to destroy the world. Yeah, Democrats think Republicans are trying to destroy the world.
And
they are.
Well, yeah, that's, I was going to say that's not the best example, but you know.
I knew you were going to do that joke too. No, but I mean, like, even freaking... yes, there is this black and white thinking, and I think that's very easy to do, though. Mm-hmm. It's because it's easier than actually getting to know people. If I can say you're a non-believer and now I know everything I need to know about you, then I can treat you the way I would treat whatever that pillar is.
And if I can say, oh, you're one of those Christian-y people, like totally get, totally. Yeah.
Which I have actually felt in the KC comedy scene. No one's explicitly been like mean or whatever, but I do feel like a couple comics, whenever they find out I'm the Christian guy or whatever, I do churches or whatever, there is a little bit of like a distance that grows between a couple, not you, but like just, you know, where I go, oh, they're uncomfortable around Christians. And so...
It might be different because it's a comedy thing too. Like, well, it might be, it just might be a different kind of...
But I'm trying to create a spot where that person could share why finding out that I'm a Christian makes them uncomfortable. You know, because I know all the reasons of why Christians think
your personality is what makes me uncomfortable.
Okay, that's good.
Good to know.
I can change. Ryan.
I knew you for years before I figured out the Christian thing, but I knew right away you were a weirdo.
Thank you. I can change. No, but I'm just trying to find out, like, yeah, you know, what are the things that, you know, when you find out someone's a Christian, the things you assume are.
I guess if I have a negative assumption, sometimes I feel like, because you were just saying like earlier, like you feel like Christians wake up and like, what are atheists doing to try to like sabotage God?
Not all Christians, but
like,
yes.
Sure. Yeah, but like that might be a misconception that folks have, is that there's like an anti-Christian. But I think my thing is like, I think they think that too, to an extreme degree. Sure. Like at a certain point, I'm like, you really like, this is okay. So let me try to use fewer. You, the Christian, you think you're being discriminated against. Like you think you're being targeted. Like you're winning. Mm. Like this is still a Christian nation at the end of the day. Like this is still a, like you're the New York Yankees of religions. Like at a certain point, like why you're the Tom Brady of religions. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, so sometimes I do have like that gut feeling when I hear Christians say that they're just tired of getting picked on, but it's like, you're at the top still. Like you still kind of get to decide like a lot of stuff. Like,
yeah.
Everybody, if you're in politics, you better openly be a Christian to one specific denomination or another. I mean, mostly Protestant, but I think Catholic's okay ever since that one fella. And I think that's probably it. Mitt Romney tried to be Mormon. That didn't work for him. You know?
Well,
Right.
I think there's also an edge of a lot of people want to be oppressed. Like they want there to be an enemy who is like holding their thumb on them.
I think you're right. And it's certainly not just Christians who feel that way.
For sure.
But you're right. Yeah.
I'm speaking even more broadly too, is I think that there is a way of looking at the world that's very popular on TikTok and Twitter for sure, which is, and again, I don't want to get into a dichotomy where this is either true or false. It's like, oh, well, there's just powers in the world that are, you know, I'll never own a home because of these people, whoever that is, right? And while that might be true, you also will never own a home because you're horrible with money. You know,
it can be both.
It can be both. Right. And that's what I'm saying, is that it's like, but the goblins who do own all the homes are like, well, you never own a home because you, and that's a, you know, this one example, but I'm saying like, because you're bad with money and you buy lattes. And it's like, well, sure, some people that might be the case, but really there are power issues that prevent them. So it's like, there's half truths and there's like little things that then become gigantic enemies that then become an excuse for, I can, when you're saying like in your 20s, you just kind of, you make decisions that you don't care how that affects 35-year-old you. You don't care how that affects the relationships that you've built or the people around you or your parents or the friends that you had before. You just go like, I'm dumb and I'm going to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And I think one way we can stay in that mentality is to create boogeymen that just like, well, that's the reason I can't succeed.
It's everything you can do to keep from looking at yourself, right?
That's
it's
what I'm trying
everything
to get at.
Everything you can do to keep from looking introspectively.
Right.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And I'm saying those things, those external pressures do exist. I'm not trying to discount that. I'm saying... Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, you got to do some stuff sometimes. And I think that that's, you know, I do agree with you that there are a lot of Christians who want to, it's very weird to me that a lot of Christians want to claim victory in Jesus and then oppressed in the world. Very weird.
Yeah, there's this feeling of like, and I think that you're right. I think that you can see it kind of across everybody feeling like they're like oppressed, like that being some sort of like fixation. But yeah, I guess I feel frustrated the most when I see it in people who, in my opinion, are how the system, society, whatever word you want to use, already is kind of working for you a little bit.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yeah. That makes
sense. If a member of the trans community tells me that they're a victim, I'm less likely to tell them to shut up than a Catholic person.
Yeah, because you know? Like there are actual, sure. Yeah, so. And I do think to
oh, did somebody make fun of you online too? You're right, it's the same. It, like, you know.
Yeah, and it's not.
No, when you asked me to do this again, I was trying to think if there would be like a cool like core theme, mm-hmm. whether it was like involving my upbringing or.
There doesn't have maybe to be the, any kind of core theme.
Yeah, you know? I couldn't really think of it. I was like, oh, do I have any more like good stories? I was like, I don't know, not really.
But that, there's no pressure on the podcast. The whole podcast is just, like, that's what I wanted to get to was mm-hmm. the, a lot of times we use external forces to justify our internal chaos. And we go, oh, there's stuff happening out in the world, so therefore I don't have to deal with my stuff. And that's a great, you summed that up really great. So thank you for that.
People be like that, for sure.
And then you say stupid stuff.
Just ruining. Yeah.
You're just so full of wisdom and grace and humor. Yeah, yeah. And then you just go, people be like that.
It's like the me telling my girlfriend how much I love her and adding
she's
or
your
whatever.
Fiance now.
Yeah. That's a whole thing.
Isn't that a whole thing?
My fiance. What an adult.
Dude, it takes so long to get to
mortgage.
It too. You know how many times Ray has messed up? Zero. She switched immediately to fiance. Man. Like she had been practicing it.
You know what? I think she may have. I think mine was too. I think that sometimes the most obvious answer is truthful.
All right. That is part one of my conversation with Ryan Trickey. Next week will be part two with Ryan. If you are liking this podcast, definitely go listen to the episodes we just put out already. But also please leave a podcast review. It's super helpful for people to find this show. Share it on social media. Share it with some friends who you think these conversations might be important to. And we will see you again next week on They Don't Bite.